again, you're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. Time 5:39. We are talking to David Sanchez, multi-instrumentalist, composer, and arranger. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great, man, especially being back in here. You know,
I mean, the music, explain this last track. It is.
No, you know, it's as I was saying, like, it's just inspired in the carnival. You know, in Puerto Rico, specifically, it's the Fiestas de Santiago. And I actually, it's an infusion between that and Mardi Gras, you know, in Haiti, but they call it Mardi Gras. You know, yeah, and these celebrations, they start on Ash Wednesday, and all these celebrations, and you see these Gaga bands playing in the street all the way until Sunday, Eastern Sunday. So that's where the song comes from. It's all original compositions, but they inspired by this different traditional music from this, specifically in this case, Puerto Rico, Afro-Puerto Rican songs and Haitian Congo Guinea tradition Haitian songs.
What about the musicians that were performing?
Oh man, these guys are poof. I'm blessed to have them, I tell you that. You know, and by the way, they're going to be playing at on the 7th at the Copliff Recital Hall on September 7th at Georgia State Recital Hall. And it's the same group. It's going to be Luis Perdomo. Oof, a beast.
Luis Perdomo on piano. He's originally from South America.
He's from Venezuela.
From Venezuela,
yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Luis Perdomo.
He's married to Mimi Jones, the bass player.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And Ricky Rodriguez on bass.
Rodriguez,
yeah,
huh?
From Puerto Rico.
From Puerto Rico.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be also Obed Calvert, which, as you know, we play at the collective together.
Together, right.
So and he's in Miami via Haiti. Uh-huh. And, also there's Jean-Lee Aponte, incredible young percussionist from Puerto Rico. So he's going to be playing all the folkloric percussion. And not only that, but there's a part that we actually show the vibe, you know, and how the drums, the conversation, the ongoing conversation with the dancer and the drums. So basically the drums, the lead drumming has to always follow the dancer at a given time. So he's an incredible dancer as well. And we're showing a little bit of that as well. Then Marcus Schwartz is going to be playing the Haitian percussion. Lagan Loon is going to be on guitar. Incredible. He won the Thelonious Monk competition back some time ago. Beautiful textures and beautiful, so that's going to be, that's the band right there. It's a 7-piece band, and we're really looking forward to do this Georgia State performance. Which
on September 7th at what time?
It's at 7:30.
7:30.
Yep, 7:30.
7:30, September 7th.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, it's a celebration period. You know, it's just not only the CD that is going to come out soon, but also, it's a celebration in terms of like an official introduction of me being, having the position. It's a new position has been created at Georgia State University, and I'm going to be the artist in residence.
Oh, you're not the artist in residence. You're teaching.
No, but the position actually is called like that. An actual position.
It's
full time and everything.
It's a full time job.
My task is to bring new projects and the one.
Oh, you're bringing more than a new project, Pan African music.
That's what's gonna be. That's what we're creating. We're trying to create a Pan African, a contemporary Pan African ensemble. That is going to devote itself to really write it's basically compositional oriented. You know, it's just
compositional oriented.
Yes, but you know, we have to do research and go all around these musical traditions. You know,
now you got Gordon. You're working with Gordon Vernick in the jazz department.
Exactly.
Kudos to Gordon Vernick.
You know that it's a new thing. It's exciting things going on there.
Now he's done a lot with a lot of great musicians. I have to give him credit. You know, and bringing you in is just.
You know, we have some plans. You know, the objective is to tackle and go around this music, you know, throughout, because when you think about it, you know, some of the most important contributions to contemporary music, they come from the Americas.
Right.
Specifically from music developed by the African diaspora.
Right.
So the objective is to take this Pan-African music all over from like New Orleans, South Carolina, Georgia, Puerto Rico, Haiti, Cuba, San Dominican Republic, Trinidad, all over South America, Central America, all over, and actually go into it and do projects with it. Because the truth of the matter is that I have always seen the interconnectivity between these musical, traditional, music, musical cultures. But at the same time, for whatever reason, they always compartmentalize and along with the artists, but in fact they embed it with a lineage that goes back to West Africa, and we all know that and we feel that too. And even new music, brand new music, you feel it. You see the dance, the way they move, the beat. If you really listen to the real hip hop,
you see
from Louis Armstrong to that, I see the connections. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's going to be the objective of this new program at Georgia State.
This is very exciting. What's the next track on here that we would like to play for the public?
You know, I like to play. This is a whole change the pace a little bit, and this one is a composition that. That I wrote, some time ago. And as a matter of fact, I actually used it as part of the SF Jazz Collective last year. And the year before, I'm sorry, not the last year, the year before. And it's a song that I wrote. And in a way, my wife had a lot to do, rest in peace. This rendition is a dedication to my wife, Carla.
Number track four?
And that's... Oh man, I don't have the CD in front of me, and I forgot the
order. Hold on one second.
I didn't think of that one. You're gonna ask me that. That's right. I didn't know we were gonna play it right away. I'm sorry.
No, that's
but,
okay.
But anyway, but bottom line, let me tell you while I find the track. Where is it come from? It's really comes from as well. Haitian traditional music, especially Congo Guinea, the source of inspiration was that. And I'm going to tell you right now where the what the track is. I'm so sorry about that.
No,
I don't have the CD. The problem is that the CD is not out. So basically what I gave you is like a master kind of like.
Oh, that's good, though. They get a chance to listen to something that's not...
That is not out yet.
They get a premiere of it, which is most important.
But I apologize about that.
I should have
thought of...
It's a pleasure for you to come in and talk about the music, the diaspora, Pan-Africanism. For those of you who just tuned in, we're talking to David Sanchez. He's one of the most premier multi-instrumentalists, tenor saxophone and soprano saxophone, plays with SF Jazz, was mentored by... The great Dizzy Gillespie, has played with Kenny Barron and a host of other great artists that has boosted his career in many, many different ways. I've had a chance to see him many times, and he's Grammy Award winner as well, which is most important, which makes a major difference. You said number seven?
Yep. I'm sorry.
Let's try number seven. What's the name of the track?
Canto.
And good evening once again. You're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Atlanta's Jazz Station, and we have this is Jazz Tones, first and foremost, and our special guest this evening is Mr. David Sanchez, and the last track that you played, explain it to us.
Well, that's the vibe with that I was saying before. It's not only the rhythms, the source of inspiration, but also many melodies that specifically come from this, like, Congo Guinean society, and in Puerto Rico, like kind of this, the way they used to sing long, long, long time in the South and in the West as well. So it has that kind of melancholic, kind of more sound, and that's why you hear this vibe. And also, it's a when I went there, I went together with my wife, and that's when this kind of like song was kind of like going and coming, and you start hearing in your head, you start hearing the melody, and she was a very important part of the process, and that's why I call it canto, because it has a chant kind of a vibe into it, and I dedicated this particular rendition to her, in the recording, And yeah, that's what this song is all about. You
know? When is the release of the new release coming out? Do you know?
Yes. In fact, I do. It was supposed to be now, in September 7th, but some technicalities and I won't get into it. But we decided to actually put it out next year in January, and on the 28th, I'm gonna be at the series of the Kennedy Center series. So it's gonna be like a big deal, we're gonna try to create some other stuff around it, and so we all concluded that it was best for the recording to come along with those dates that are gonna be put together.
You'll be playing at the Kennedy Center.
At the
Kennedy Center. Now upcoming, you'll be playing September 7th.
At the
Recital Hall at Georgia State.
Coupled
Recital Hall at 7:30.
At 7:30, yeah, that's right.
And the whole group that's on this release that we played will be there.
Basically, because originally it was gonna be the release in the same day,
right?
So we already had planned, and it's basically gonna be the whole band, exactly the same band and a CD. But we're still gonna play the whole CD too.
One thing I want to thank you for bringing it to Atlanta. That's the first thing.
Thank also Georgia State.
I have to give it up to them. Yeah, to give it up to them, right?
They put it together and they're making it happen. And it's just the excitement of me being the first year appointed as the artist in residence, so they created this specific event just to celebrate all together. Also celebrate my birthday. I have a 5-0.
You got a 5-0. You're 5-0.
I have 5-0.
5-0 means police. You're not 5-0.
Yeah,
But you're
5-0.
Congratulations. So on that date, this will be your birthday as well.
No. It's a few days before.
It's
on the 3rd.
On the 3rd. We'll celebrate.
September 3rd. We're going to use all that week just to do all of that.
I look forward to it, man. Most of all, I just want to thank you for gracing the audience of WCLK and bringing music that we have not heard and explaining what the diaspora is about, how the music affects you.
Mm-hmm,
that's more important than anything. And educating the public. And this is most important because you'll be teaching at Georgia State. And you just got a brief overview from David on what he will do about connecting Pan-African music and the Americas. Some of the great music that he's put out. And for those of you who just tuned in, this gentleman was mentored by none other than Dizzy Gillespie. How was that experience?
Oh, my God. I mean, it was a surreal experience in the beginning. But, wow. I mean, Dizzy was not only a genius. I mean,
what
the pioneers created. I mean, one thing is for you to be talented and to be, great in your instrument but another thing is to actually be one of the leaders of a movement. That's another league.
That's another league. He brought over Chano Pozo, and that exploded everything.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he actually, basically two different genres, because, obviously bebop.
Right.
But then everything that came after with the fusion of Afro-Caribbean and Afro-Cuban music, he was the one who actually, he was the main, among other people, but he was one of the leaders out front. And for me to be with him, I mean, words are not enough to explain. I mean, what a blessing, I mean, he was a great teacher. He was very kind, very given.
Look at the product, you.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
But, David, you have no idea. I am honored that you came on Jazz Tones and talked to the audience, played the music. Hopefully this won't be your last time. Your date is September 7th at Couple Music Recital at Georgia State. And that's around your birthday, so it should be a very festive period. And I just want to thank you. I just want to really thank you. Any final words for the audience?
I hope to see all the Atlanta crowd in there, because I love Atlanta. I wish I have more opportunities to play.
We'll create them.
I like to see my family, my Atlanta family, there, and I look forward to the year at Georgia State. And this new position, artist in residence, and it's just exciting. It's exciting, and I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to you, Jay, as well, man.
I'm very grateful for you, and I really thank you for gracing this audience and coming in and taking the time out. And I really look forward to you coming back at some point. because at that time you have your feet wet with Georgia State.
Yeah. No, and the CD will be out indeed. I need to come personally and give you a copy.
Okay. I appreciate it. But thanks a lot, man. And I just want to thank you. And I want to play a piece from SF Jazz that you know, I really like you playing with SF Jazz. I have always admired it. And you did you've done the music of Michael Jackson with SF Jazz, and also you've done music of
Miles
original
Davis.
Conversation, Ornell Coleman, Stevie Wonder, and Thelonious Monk.
Oh, man, you know what? Could you do me a favor? Could you play one track in there?
Which one?
You know, all these things happened in my life, and this period we were talking about before the show. Sometimes, you know, we lose people, very important people in our lives, you know, and sometimes, you know, we don't understand how things happen, you know, and we try to get answers. But, you know, indeed, sometimes we're not ready to get those answers. And this composition I wrote for this year, they call Regional Compositions, is entitled Leaving the Questions. Because sometimes if we just leave the questions.
What track?
And it's right there, the track. It's called Leaving the Questions. And I'll tell you right.
Oh, number eight.
Number eight. Yeah, Leaving the Questions. Yeah. And, you know, basically, sometimes we try to understand things, and we're not really ready to understand. And sometimes if we just leave the questions, maybe sometime down the road, you know, in the future, we'll be leaving the answer, you know, instead of trying to, you know, seek an answer that we're not going to even understand, because we're not going to be able to leave it. And the whole point of life is to leave.
Leave it, right. You have a point there. Well, leaving the questions. You know, you leave a lot of questions and no answers, but life tends to tell us that in the future we can't answer everything.
Exactly.
Once again, we want to thank David Sanchez for gracing our audience, and we're gonna start off with this anyway. It's funny you should say that. Leaving the question. This is from San Francisco Jazz Collective, Live Jazz 2017. The original compositions of the music of Ornette Coleman, Stevie Wonder, and Thelonious Monk. And this was written originally by none other than David. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you so much.
And good evening once again. You're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station. And we have this is Jazz Tones, first and foremost. And our special guest this evening is Mr. David Sanchez. And the last track that you played, explain it to us.
Well, you know, that's the vibe with that I was saying before. You know, it's not only the rhythms, the source of inspiration, but also many melodies that specifically come from this like Congo Guinean society, you know, and in Puerto Rico, like kind of this the way they used to sing long, long, long time in the South and in the West as well. So it has that kind of melancholic, kind of more sad, and that's why you hear this vibe. And also, you know, when I went there, I went together with my wife, and that's when this kind of like song was kind of like going and coming, and you know, you start hearing in your head, you start hearing the melody, and she was pretty much a very important part of the process. And that's why, you know, I call it canto, because it has a chant, kind of a vibe into it. And I, you know, I dedicated this particular rendition to her, you know, in the recording. And that's what this song is all about. You know.
When is the release of the new release coming out? Do you know?
Yes. In fact, I do. It's going to. It was supposed to be now, like on September 7th, but some technicalities, and you know, I won't get into it, but we decided to actually put it out next year in January, and on the 28th I'm going to be at the series of the Kennedy Center series, so it's going to be like a big deal, you know, like, you know, we're going to try to create some other stuff around it, and so we all concluded that it was best for the recording to come along with those dates that are going to be put together.
You'll be playing at the Kennedy Center.
At the
Kennedy Center. Now, upcoming, you'll be playing September 7th.
September 7th.
At the Recital Hall at Georgia State?
Couple
Recital Hall at 7:30.
At 7:30, yeah, that's right.
And the whole group that's on this release that we played will be there.
Basically, we because originally it was going to be the release on the same day.
Right.
So we already had planned, and it's basically going to be the whole band, exactly the same band on the CD. But we're still going to play the whole CD, too.
Well, one thing I want to thank you for bringing it to Atlanta. That's the first thing.
And thank also Georgia State. I mean,
and
I have
Georgia
to give
State.
It up to them.
Yeah, you have to give it up to them, right.
They put it together, and they're making it happen. It's just the excitement of me being the first year appointed as the artist in residence, so they created this specific event just to celebrate all together. Also celebrate my birthday. You know, I have a 5-0.
You got a 5-0. You're 5-0.
I have 5-0.
You know, 5-0 means police. You're not 5-0.
Yeah, you know.
No,
so,
but you're
5-0. It's going to be a whole
congratulations. So on that date, this will be your birthday as well.
No. It's a few days before.
Before
it's
that.
On the 3rd.
On the 3rd. We'll celebrate.
September
3rd.
So, you know, we're going to use all that week just to do all of that.
I look forward to it, man. You know, most of all, I just want to thank you for gracing the audience of WCLK and bringing music that we have not heard and explaining what the diaspora is about, how the music affects you.
Mm-hmm,
that's more important than anything. And educating the public. And,
right.
And this is most important because you'll be teaching at Georgia State. And you just got a brief overview from David on what he was doing about with connecting Pan-African music and the Americas, some of the great music that he's put out. And for those of you who just tuned in, this gentleman was mentored by none other than Dizzy Gillespie. How was that experience?
Oh, my God. I mean, it was a surreal experience in the beginning. But, wow. I mean, Dizzy was not only a genius. I mean, like,
oh,
you know, one of the pioneers created. I mean, one thing is for you to be talented and to be, you know, great at your instrument and but another thing is to actually be one of the leaders of a movement. That's different.
Movement, yeah.
That's another league.
That's another league. He brought over Chano Pozo, and that exploded everything.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he actually, basically two different genres, because, you know, obviously bebop.
Right.
But then everything that came after with the fusion of Afro-Caribbean and Afro-Cuban music, he was the one who actually, he was the main, among other people, but he was one of the leaders up front. And for me to be with him, I mean, words are not enough to explain. I mean, what a blessing, you know. I mean, he was a great teacher. He was very kind, very given.
Look at the product, you.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, that's very kind of you. But,
you, David, you have no idea. I am honored that you came on Jazz Tones and talked to the audience, played the music. Hopefully this won't be your last time. Your date is September 7th at Copper Music Recital at Georgia State. And that's around your birthday, so it should be a very festive period. And I just want to thank you. I just want to really thank you. Any final words for the audience?
Oh, well, I hope to see all the Atlanta crowd in there, because, you know, I love Atlanta. I wish I had more opportunities to play, you know.
We'll create them.
I like to see my family, my Atlanta family there. And I look forward to the year at Georgia State. And this new position, artist in residence, and it's just exciting. It's exciting, and I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to you, Jay, as well, man.
I'm very grateful for you, and I really thank you for gracing this audience and coming in and taking the time out. And I really look forward to you coming back at some point. Because at that time, you'll have your feet wet with Georgia State.
Yeah. No, and the CD will be out indeed.
Yeah,
I need to come personally and give you a copy.
Okay. I appreciate it. But thanks a lot, man. And I just want to thank you. And I want to play a piece from SF Jazz that you know, I really like you playing with SF Jazz. I have always admired it. And you did you've done the music of Michael Jackson with SF Jazz. And also, you've done music of
Miles
original
Davis.
Composition, Ornell Coleman, Stevie Wonder, and Thelonious Monk.
Oh, man, you know what? Could you do me a favor? Could you play one track in there?
Which one?
You know, all these things happen in my life, and this period we were talking about before the show. Sometimes, you know, we lose people, very important people in our lives, you know, and sometimes, you know, we don't understand how things happen, you know, and And we try to get answers, but you know, indeed, sometimes we're not ready to get those answers. And this composition I wrote for this year, they call Regional Compositions, is entitled Leaving the Questions. Because sometimes if we just leave the questions,
what track?
And it's right there, the track. It's called Leaving the Questions. And I'll tell you right.
Oh, number eight.
Number eight. Yeah, Leaving the Questions. Yeah. And, you know, basically, sometimes we try to understand things, and we're not really ready to understand. And sometimes if we just leave the questions, maybe sometime down the road, you know, in the future, we'll be leaving the answer, you know, instead of trying to, you know, seek an answer that we're not going to even understand, because we're not going to be able to leave it. And the whole point of life is to leave.
Leave it, right. You have a point there. Well, leaving the questions. You know, you leave a lot of questions and no answers, but life tends to tell us that in the future we can't answer everything.
Exactly.
Once again, we want to thank David Sanchez for gracing our audience, and we're gonna start off with this anyway. It's funny you should say that. Leaving the question. This is from San Francisco Jazz Collective, Live Jazz 2017. The original compositions of the music of Ornette Coleman, Stevie Wonder, and Thelonious Monk. And this was written originally by none other than David. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you so much.